Asthma and Respiratory Foundation's New Zealand Chief Executive is Letitia Harding. She's with us now. Our country's most vulnerable populations are being dealt another blow, with funding to provide free flu vaccines cut for this year and this season. In November last year, Pharmac stopped funding medicine that prevents serious illness from RSV. Now it's cut funding for free influenza vaccinations for some of our most at-risk populations. For the last couple of years, Pharmac fully funded the vaccine for tamariki up to the age of 12 and all Māori and Pacifica people aged between 55 and 64. But this year, these groups are going to miss out. Letitia Harding from the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, thanks for your time, Letitia. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. Why have the free flu vaccines been cut for this year, Letitia?
Yeah, well, I mean, it comes from the budget, the fixed budget that Pharmac has, and basically when they provided funding for this, they used that ring-fenced COVID-19 treatment budget to pay for children or tamariki up to 12 years, and Māori and Pacific people between 55 and 64 years, as you said, which was very targeted because we know that these groups are at most at risk for getting the flu coming into the winter season.
Tēnā koe, Letitia. What was the uptake like on the free flu vaccines anyway, and how does it impact on people's health and wellbeing?
Yeah, well, I think that the strange thing is, Dale, that this was a very targeted program, and we know that, you know, the vaccine does help to keep people out of hospital for vulnerable communities. And I find it really strange, you know, that they're looking at, and you just had Honourable Nanaia Mahuta on, talking about the school lunches being looked at in a more targeted way and reassessing that. Well, this was a targeted program and it was, you know, working and there is good uptake. And so it's very strange to pick and choose what is your targeted program, basically.
Well, we know that the impact on the loss of the vaccine for these groups on the health system will be significant. And then the GP struggling to see patients as it is, and our hospitals. So it seems a step backwards. What needs to be done going forward? I mean, do we need to arc up and challenge and say, hey, you know, certain sectors of our society need access to these flu vaccines rather than just sort of taking it as a another economic cut from Wellington?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, the flu vaccines aren't cheap. You know, they cost between $25 and $45, and that's a lot with everything else at the moment that people are struggling with in the cost of living. You know, that's a lot of money. So it's a shame that it won't be available for our tamariki up to 12 now. I mean, it is still going to be available for people over 65 years and people with long-term conditions like asthma and COPD, but I guess, you know, it's not going to fall to those other groups that it was free for. And we know that hospitalisations for respiratory disease are, you know, two times higher for Māori and Pacific peoples than they are for the rest of European New Zealand. So, yes, it's frustrating, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Letitia. While we're at it, can we talk smoking and vaping? If you're listening in today, just let you know that Letitia received the 2023 President's Award by the Thoracic Society of Aussie and New Zealand for her advocacy and education around the dangers of vaping. So, we've got some moves on smoking. People say it's a retrograde step that's putting us backwards from our goal of one day being a smoke-free nation. But you have some concerns too about the availability and, in fact, in some suburbs, the saturation of vaping outlets and the impact that's having on our rangatahi. What are you making of the smoking legislation and the rise in vaping almost unchecked? But perhaps you know more about this. How are you reading the lay of the land, Letitia?
Yeah, look, we've got two Apiha Takawainga out in the field. We've got one now based in Auckland who's just part-time in our wonderful Sharon Pihima down in Tarawhiti region. And just last week she ran workshops that are now, and I'll add workshops around vaping for year 7 and year 8-year-olds. It's gotten younger than when we started in this space, when it was more at secondary school. So we're now talking about these 10, 11-year-olds. And just recently in one of the schools she visited, 73% of those kids had been offered a vape and 77% of them had tried vaping. So, you know, that's a huge problem. And I don't know why we're not looking to cap the number of specialist vape retailers around the country, because over 1,500 now is ridiculous.
And smoking legislation here, some saying people will die to fuel the promised tax cuts to middle New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, the repeal of the smoking legislation, you know, everybody in the health sector is just up in arms about it, really. And we keep pushing and saying that. You know, there was no reason to look. We were looking at cutting the number of retailers that could sell cigarettes, which was fantastic news. We're looking at low nicotine content, and we know that nicotine is the substance in both vaping and cigarettes that gets people hooked early. So, you know, these are some groundbreaking changes we were going to make here in Aotearoa, and especially with the smoke-free generation. So that tying with maybe, you know, looking at curbing the youth vaping epidemic as well, there's just not enough being done in this space at all.
Kia ora, sister. Thank you very much once again for sharing some time with us, Letitia. And the focus of our kōrero really is the denial of free flu vaccines. But obviously, when we're talking asthma, respiratory, vaping, smoking, comes very much to the fore. Letitia Harding kindly from joining us there from the Aspen Respiratory Foundation. Thanks, Letitia.
Kia ora. Thanks, Dan.
Kia ora. Kia pai tō rā.